WUKY presents Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth.
When the StoryCorps van recently came to Lexington, we made a point of reaching out to military veterans to share their stories with their families. Natalie Wilkerson of Frankfort brought her 93-year-old grandfather, Roy Gray, and persuaded him to talk about his duties as a combat pilot in World War II in the Korean War and as an advisor in Vietnam. Mr. Gray also talks about his friendship with two very famous NASA astronauts.
You went to overseas in World War II, and you went to the Solomon Islands and started flying combat missions right away?
By the time I got out there, they'd taken Guadalcanal, and the aviation and the troops were moving up from island to island toward Japan.
And you got hit one time?
Yeah, I did. I got hit and had to land the airplane out in the ocean, only a couple of miles from the Japanese. And I thought, oh, boy, I hope it's not any Japanese boats there. So I was lucky, and I didn't think how lucky I was for a long time. But I got picked up right away.
Were you ever scared?
Scared? Oh, of course, yeah, you get scared if you're flying and they're shooting at you a lot. But scared to the extent that it doesn't prohibit you from doing the things you're supposed to do, flying airplanes and shooting the guns and dropping the bombs. But you have a little anxiety. Let's don't call it scared. Call it anxiety.
Well, you also flew in the Korean War, and you didn't get so lucky there.
I got shot down and had to land in North Korea, and they captured me, and I stayed in a PW camp for, I guess, a year and a half. When that thing was over, well, of course, then I came on back. When it turned out that I was probably one of the very last guys to be released.
Will you tell me a little bit about what you did in Vietnam?
It was before we had any troops or any airplanes over there. We were negotiating with the Vietnamese government to see about how we should enter and help out.
During your time in the Marines, you also flew with two astronauts that we know. Will you tell me a little bit about your friendship with John Glenn?
After Vietnam, I guess, I went to the Navy test pilot school in Patuxent River, Maryland. And in fact, I was close to John Glenn and stayed with John for a number of years in different positions in the Marine Corps. Would always have something to do with him. He was always at the top of the ladder and always a good friend.
And Al Shepard appreciated your friendship as well because you had a boat.
Yeah, Al and I lived on the water on a river in Patuxent River, and I had a boat and a dock, and he was right next to me, and had a little beach and a dock, but he didn't have a boat, but he was a big sportsman, and he wanted to water ski, so he'd call me, and I had my boat, and we'd go down, and I water skied with him, and as a matter of fact, he taught, my kids were big enough to learn to water ski then, so Al taught both Marnie and John how to water ski.
Well, you've been a great influence on our life, and I speak for everyone when I say that I love you. He hates it.
Enough.
93-year-old military veteran Roy Gray talking with his granddaughter Natalie Wilkerson in the Lexington StoryCorps booth.
You've been listening to Conversations from the Lexington StoryCorps booth, an exclusive presentation from WUKY.